Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Mr. Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Right, happy Friday. Let's kick off with headlines this morning. Markets flat as US tax reforms are pushed back. Obviously, a weaker US close last night. And finally, UK manufacturing in focus. A couple of thoughts on those two headlines.
Yeah, the tax reform, certainly the corporation tax reform, pushed back to 2019. It's been watered down, it's been chopped and changed. And yes, the US markets gave a bit back, but not a huge amount. And we'll see how, I mean, the futures are indicating pretty much flat today. We'll see how the US markets actually perform over the week. I mean, you bear in mind Thanksgiving and Congress will be shut for a week. And it's unlikely that the full tax reforms are going to happen this year anyway. So we're looking at next year, 2018. But the markets, again, have the strength in the markets been down to these tax reforms? Or is it actually the results that are coming out from them? So it's a combination of two. It may take a bit of a shine, but I don't think it was a nothing, complete nothing done, and then we see kind of a 10% correction. It may trickle through, and maybe at the end of the year, fund managers will take some money off the table, but it hasn't sold off aggressively, which is good news. UK manufacturing this morning, good numbers, beat expectations, so all looking pretty rosy. That hasn't really fed through to the pound. The pound's pretty much unchanged on the back of it, but actually good to see some stronger data coming from the UK, especially after yesterday when the EU knocked us down and said we're akin to Italy at the bottom of the table with regards to growth, and that kind of took the shine off the pound yesterday. But are they talking their own book? You and I both heard David Davis speak last night at the City AM Awards. Very interesting, actually, what's going on behind the scenes with regards to EU negotiations. It's not just negotiations with the EU, but he's also speaking to Poland, Italy, moving around, doing deals behind the scenes, saying, you know, Italy are actually saying, we want to do a deal with the UK because you're a strong partner to us. So regardless of what the EU are doing, I think a lot of countries are trying to strike a deal with the UK. So that's a positive, and he seemed quite positive. So
I thought he was very positive
last night. So good news, good news.
Okay, let's move on to FTSE One to Watch, London Stock Exchange, corporate governance and the like.
Yes, Xavier Rolet, it's not all what it seems. He's leaving next year, he's still CEO for the moment, but it feels like he's been elbowed out by the chairman. Now, Xavier Rolet is very well expected, and Honor of the TCI, the Children's Investment Fund, activist investor, is getting involved and he's saying, look, I want to know what's going on, and trying to now oust the chairman. So a bit of boardroom politics going on, but the stock continues to trade very well. It's held its strength, and hopefully onwards and upwards once they get the boardroom politics sorted.
Understood. Let's go to small caps. Some OFQE, big rights issue.
Big rights issue, got it away. It's about 10% of the capital. Stock's now trading up about 15% on the back of it, above the issue price. I think it was 140, it's now 160. Interesting stock, it's had a great year, and actually, you know, a rights issue or capital or a placing, sometimes, you know, alarm bells start ringing. I think they're selling in strength. Feed the ducks while they're quacking, and it's a good stock and has actually absorbed that placing very well, and a strong performance this year. Semiconductors,
based in Wales, aren't they, I believe?
Could be a bid target. Just putting it out there.
Okay, there you go. That's the thought for the day. In terms of the pound, cable 131.50, is dollars anything, and the euro, Great British pound, across 88.57. You would think with Brexit discussions going that you may see some short-term volatility in that.
Yes, indeed. Go on, sorry.
Let's go to the core number. Always like the core number.
Yes, it's a bit of a sad one. It's 99 years since the end of World War One. So we've got to remember November the 11th, Remembrance Day. Pay your respects and do that. If you feel, you know, life's hard with trading, just remember you could be in the trenches. And I think it's important to remember that.
Okay.
That's my note for the day.
Yeah, we like that. And let's wrap up the economic calendar. The NIESR GDP estimate. In the UK.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's the National Institute of Economic Results or something. Anyway, GDP number, that's all that's out there today. We've had the manufacturing data. That was key. There's nothing big out of the US. It is Veterans Day, albeit the markets will be open. It will be a quiet tone to the market. Just look maybe for the tax reforms and may see a bit of a sell-off, but nothing major today.
And finally, best interview of the week, most thought-provoking for you?
This one.
Matt, as always, thank you very much indeed.